the Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
Well, sticking with publishing, let's take a look now at one of Ireland's longest-running magazines. Ireland's Own has been going strong since 1902. Based in Wexford, each week 40,000 people pick up the publication. Our reporter Liam Geraghty went behind the scenes to find out about the secrets to its survival.
Dear Ireland's Own, we are very grateful to your magazine. In 1960, I found my future husband through your pen pal's page. In August 1961, we were married.
In the often turbulent world of the magazine industry, Ireland's Own has managed to secure its place on the shelf for over 100 years. We're on our way to its office on Rowe Street in Wexford, where the small team are putting their Christmas issue to bed. Editor Sean Nolan shows us around.
Okay, we're just leaving the hustle and bustle of the actual production room behind. That's downstairs, is devoted to the newspaper, to people in newspapers. We make the pages up for the Kerryman, the Corkman, Sligo Champion, various papers for Wexford, Wicklow and County Louth. So up here is a little quieter. So we're moving towards the Ireland's Own area at this stage.
The magazine was set up in 1902 by John M. Walsh as a supplement to the People newspaper.
He said Ireland's Own is intended to counteract the influence and displace a great portion of the vicious and undesirable literature that reaches this country weekly.
They sell around 40,000 copies a week, although Sean says if they could get everyone who reads the magazine to actually buy the magazine, they could probably quadruple their circulation.
People take great delight in ringing to tell us. It's a source of pride to them that they say to us, look, I buy the magazine, I give it to my sister, she sends it to her son in England. When he's finished with it, he gives it to somebody next door. They send it to America, and when they're finished with it in America, they send it to Australia or somewhere. Everything has changed and nothing has changed. I mean, how we produce the magazine has changed. We use the latest technology to put the magazine together, but the whole ethos of the magazine hasn't changed. In a way, it probably represents an Ireland that doesn't exist at the moment, maybe never existed, I'm not quite sure, but one that people would have liked to exist. It was the Ireland of the open hall door, where you could walk in and sit down and have the cup of tea, you're made to feel welcome. There was a sense of community, camaraderie.
Even their masthead hasn't changed in over a century.
It's red. People can see it on the shelf. They know what they're looking for. It was brand recognition before it was a term. You know, before brand recognition was a marketing term.
Deputy editor and former teacher Shay Tompkins has fond memories of the magazine as a child.
I used to stay with my grandmother and I might stay there at night time to keep her company. And actually, I remember every Thursday the Ireland's Own used to come out back then, and I was, say, around 10 years old, and I'd be in the corner reading the Ireland's Own, and she'd be watching Fat Crest on the television, and I'd have one eye on the magazine, one eye on the TV. But that was how it started off.
The publication has resisted a lot of change throughout the years, and some might be surprised to learn that they only launched their website earlier this year.
To some people, Ireland's Own having a website is just, whoa, how did that happen, you know?
The last 3 years we had a stand at the Ploughing Championships. From meeting a lot of our readers, a lot of people would ask, have you got a website? And that was kind of what sowed the seeds in our minds. And we learned that a lot of the older generation are online. And also for the diaspora overseas, it's another link to the homeland.
Especially when it happens he's an exile from that lovely isle of Innisfree.
What I have here is a Pen Friends page from 1954, and then I have one from today. One thing that strikes me is that the Pen Friends in 1954 were a lot younger. There's a couple here, and it's entitled Arms Wide Open. An attractive girl, aged 23, wishes to hear from Irish, English and American lads. One interesting one I saw here was a Nigerian boy who was most anxious for Irish and American boys and girls 14 to 18 to write to him. So I suppose people always appreciate company, and not that much has changed really.
Sean says there's one very simple difference between Ireland's Own and other publications.
The correspondence you get with Ireland's Own and the correspondence you get on the newspaper are completely different. In Ireland's Own, it's thank you for putting out the magazine in the newspapers. What the hell did you put that article in for? Why did you put my name to it? You know, this sort of thing.
Sadly, we found we were unable to have children, but thank God we adopted three lovely babies. Our two girls, Therese and Natalie, have found their birth parents with our support. Therese was off to Australia to visit her birth mother this weekend. Our son, James, isn't so interested in searching for his parents, but if he is at any time, he has our support and blessing. It's every adopted person's right. Thank you, Ireland's Own, once again. Christine and Jim Durney, Merton Park, London.
Liam Garrity reporting there.